This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, Canada, heading to the Canadian border coming up next month, middle of April. We're going to be up for Total Health. The Robert Scott Bell Show will be up there with Ty Bollinger. Yes, be really revealing the truth about vaccines up there. And who else is going to be there? Doc of Detox, Paul Baratero, my buddy, from Echo Water, going to be there. Ian Clark from Activation Products, and a whole lot more. We're going to have a good time. I think they even have, what's the overnight game, guy's name? Does the overnight show, Coast to Coast?
George Nuri?
Nuri's going to be up there, too.
Yeah,
you know, he's going to deal with me because I'm going to be on a panel he's supposedly facilitating. That'll be interesting.
You're talking about Bigfoot?
Yeah, he's going to be talking about, no, I don't know. He's supposed to be asking us questions about other stuff. I don't know what it's going to be about, okay. But that ought to be interesting. I'm just saying. Let's see. Hopefully he's secure enough and he can handle it. We'll get to that. Let's see. Oh, Michelle Ford this hour from the Vaccine Injury Awareness League. VIAL, V-IAL.org. We'll get that to that this hour. Of course, the March on Washington. That's a big, big news. Also, I'll give you a little more insight into why everything government touches is ultimately destroyed, including charity. Yes, charity, the ability to freely give from your heart, destroyed by government. We'll talk about it. 866-939-BELL, if you'd like to be part of the show this hour, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. If we can recover from the cannabis story last hour, we'll go into putting something in the other end this time. The proper end, according to Superdon. And we'll go to milk. Now, I grew up on milk and cereal, the four food groups, pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, potato chips, and, of course, Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes, whatever they could throw more sugar at me. And then we had pasteurized skim milk that my mom gave me because she dutifully listened to the doctors and said, who said fat is bad? None of this whole milk garbage. You need to put your kids on skim milk. And, of course, it's killed because they heat it. Pasteurized. And of course that stuff was nasty. I never liked milk unless it was so sugary sweet from the cereal that I gave it. Then I'd go, okay, now it tastes like syrup, basically. But of course the skim milk looked nasty because it was like a blue or silvery looking thing. I'm like, what is this?
It's true. It's so true because I went through the same thing growing up. It was skim milk, and sometimes even fat-free milk,
which is even worse.
But you're right; it had kind of like it was kind of like the color of grandma's hair.
Yeah,
it had that kind of grayish blue type of color to it. Yeah.
By the light of the silvery moon. Yeah, stop it with the skim milk. Let's have some whole milk, shall we? Unpasteurized and raw. But there's an interesting story here in Florida, and it went federal. Because the state apparently defines skim milk as pasteurized milk that is, you know, all the fat skimmed from it. But it's not just that. That's not truly skim milk according to the state definition. By statute, skim milk, you have to add vitamin A into it because they say you're not going to get it because the fat's gone, which might contain the vitamin A, right? A fat-soluble vitamin. Of course, the vitamin A they'll choose is likely going to be synthetic and worthless for you, harmful even. But that doesn't matter. They want you to pasteurize the milk. It could be coming from factory farms. I don't know. But as long as they add the synthetic A, then it's really skim milk. Well, a small dairy in the panhandle of Florida has just won a decision in federal appeals court over this issue. Because they don't do anything, this Ochizi Creamery, except skim the milk. And the state said, you can't sell that because you don't put vitamin A. You know what? You can't. We'll let you sell it if you label it imitation skim milk. Right? Oh, that's going to go over well. We're not doing anything to our milk but what you say in state we have to do to pasteurize it, for instance. Smaller dairy farm, not a big factory farm at this point. And if we don't add an artificial synthetic fake or imitation vitamin A, I have to call my milk imitation skim milk? Uh-uh. And so this little dairy dumped it all out. How much is it? 5 or 25% of their income. Yeah, 25% of their profits wiped out by the state that said you can't sell your skim milk unless you call it imitation skim milk because you don't add synthetic vitamin A to it. And this lady, the owner of the creamery, Mary Lou Wesselhoft, and she filed suit against the state, lost at the state level, lost at the federal level initially, and then won at the appellate level. And they said, no, you can, it's just like the state didn't meet the burden, or let's say reduce the burden to make it reasonable. Because why couldn't she just label it, my skim milk doesn't have any added vitamin A. We don't add vitamins to the skim milk. Or you could say, hey, there's no vitamin A in the skim milk. They're like, no, the state said, no, you have to call it imitation.
That is just, I mean, where do you even start with the ridiculousness of this story? I mean, skim milk is only skim milk if it has synthetic vitamin A
added to it, yeah.
According Since to the, when?
I don't know. Maybe a long time ago this happened. Remember, it's all about factory farming. And, of course,
I mean,
dairy.
Are you telling me that if you go to a farm and you get a cow and you pull on the, milk going into the bucket and you, like, take that out there and somebody goes, oh, that's not real milk.
Yeah.
No, that's imitation milk.
That's government. The real stuff is an imitation. The imitation is the real stuff. So skim milk, add synthetic vitamin A, then it's real skim milk, according to Florida. So anyway, she won, but the state's still not playing ball. They're trying to figure out, how do we label this? Because, of course, there's probably a synthetic vitamin A lobby group that wants to be sure that they're not shut out of the equation, so they don't want anybody else to be called skim milk unless they buy or forced and mandated to buy the product and add it into the milk, which is already compromised because they heat-treated it and destroyed the integrity of it. And so here's where government screws up again. It says, you know what? Some people in the early 20th century, when these dairy farms were grown in the cities in unhealthy conditions, they produced milk that was not fit for human consumption. It was raw, but it was polluted. It was contaminated because these animals were living in filth and polluted environments, and then their product was not clean to begin with. And so the answer is not to clean up the dairy, move it out to the country, not to feed them better, not to have more room to move around, no, not to have a better environment, but it's simply to say when you can keep growing in those horrific, horrendous conditions, but all we would ask or mandate that you do is burn the milk before you sell it, right? Fire it up in the kiln, heat it up, kill everything in it, then it's okay, right? You see how smart government is? You can keep doing your unhygienic practices with all the pus in the milk that you want because you're going to boil it before you sell it to the public. That's the answer. That's what government does. Instead of going, hey, you know, common sense would say, let's not grow cows in filth in the city, in the inner city. No, we can't do that. Just boil it. Have everybody boil it. And if anybody dares to go out into the country and have a small herd of dairy cattle, and they grow it just like God intended, if you will. Can we call it that? They eat what God intended them to eat. And they milk the cows, and they sell the milk raw and real as it's always been consumed. Read the Bible, milk and honey. Milk was real. It wasn't pasteurized. But if you do that, you're now violating the law in many states. And the FDA says federally you can't do it. You can't sell it across state lines. They don't even want you to have it in the state. Why? Oh, you might die. Well, how many deaths to unapproved raw milk over the last 10 years? Well, let's look at this. Deaths due to FDA-approved prescription drugs, over 1 million. Deaths due to USDA-approved foods like produce, over 3,000. Poultry, over almost 3,000. Pork, over 800. Fish, over 700. Beef, over 500. Deaths due to unapproved raw milk in the last 10 years, according to the source, the source, the CDC. The answer is a goose egg. It's zero. So we got a problem here. The government is protecting the people and the things that are killing you and keeping you from the things that aren't. Isn't that great? Another theme here today. Lunacy. Idiocy.
Lunacy, yes.
Yeah, hey, you know, by the way, Michael Schmidt from Canada, since we're going up to Canada.
Oh, that's right. That's right, on Thursday.
They're going after him again. Anybody that wants to do raw milk in Canada, Michael Schmidt is a hero. And they're still going. The government in Canada is still going after him. I don't care if you have socialized medicine. You suck up there if you're going after Michael Schmidt. How can you tolerate that? And we love you Canadians, but, man, your government is wacky, too, just like ours is. Leave Michael Schmidt and raw milk farmers alone, please. Let the people who want it get it. If you don't want it, you don't have to get it. But that's not good enough, because when people discover how good raw, real, fresh milk is, they'll never want to buy factory farm milk again. That's what they're afraid of. And, of course, they've lobbied special monopoly status, so they use the power of the Nazi jackbooted thugs in government to go after the harmless raw milk dairy farmers who wouldn't hurt a fly. Maybe the flies are hurt when the tail of the cow is swishing around to bat them away. But these dairy farmers wouldn't hurt the fly. They're not spraying anything. They're not spraying toxic chemicals because they want real clean milk for everybody who wants it. And yet the government defends those pollution-manifesting dairy cow factory farms, killing the milk with heat because it's the only safe way they can bring it to market. And then rather than acknowledging their practice might not be ideal, they go after the people who are selling milk the way it's always been consumed on planet Earth, before there was a Fear and Death Administration or a USDA or whatever the authorities are in Canada that want to block people from drinking the milk as they want to drink it. All right, Michael Schmidt, hang in there. We will be getting you on really soon, and I hope to see you again at Total Health in Canada. It's a conference we're all going to be together at in the middle of April. We'll get you more information. In fact, all the information is up in the show notes right now. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see the upcoming events there, including the best answer for cancer later in April as well. Back with Michelle Ford after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared, and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The power to heal is yours, but is the power to know not yours? The power to say no, not K-N-O-W, because if you listen to this show, you already K-N-O-W how dangerous vaccines are, how worthless they are, and what a lie they are. But then when you figure that out, do you have the power to say N-O? When the government says, we want to inject your kid with experimental medicaments that you wouldn't put in their baby bottle without being potentially threatened with jail time for poisoning a child. In California, good luck getting out of it if you can find a doctor who will give you a medical exemption because they took away religious freedom in addition to your philosophical exemptions with SB 277. Now with SB, I believe, is it 18? That they want to...
Yeah.
Take away your rights as parents altogether. Joining us now from the Vaccine Injury Awareness League, it's Michelle Ford. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
How are you still in California? Isn't it time to abandon ship? I mean, I'm not encouraging it, but at the same time, I'm going, everybody's got to have an escape plan at this point because Senator Pan has gone bonkers, and a lot of the Democrats that run that state are saying, you know what, we own you. We own your kids. Just get over it.
You know, it's so funny that you say that because I've often pondered, you know, when you think about the Jews that sort of got rounded up during Nazi Germany, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever had this thought of, oh, my God, didn't they see this coming? Why didn't they leave? Why didn't they move, you know? Mm-hmm. And those thoughts do cross my mind when I'm dealing with people like Richard Pan. Because part of me does want to hightail it out of this state. Another part of me says only a weakling would back down. So I'm sort of in this interesting predicament. And in addition to that, I'm also co-parenting with my soon-to-be ex-husband. And so, there's no way in God's green earth I would leave my kids and have, a custody battle.
Sure. There are a lot of mitigating circumstances, and everybody's got to make a decision to stand their ground or say, you know what, I'm out of here. And I respect both of them based on what I see happening in California. But your work with the Vaccine Injury Awareness League is very important, and it reaches well outside the borders of that California state throughout the country. Of course, we'll talk about the Revolution for Truth March coming up at the end of March, in fact, March 30th. But give me an update on what v-ial.org, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What are you guys working on right now? What's the highest on the radar?
Well, actually, funny that you ask, because what's highest on the radar and top priority right now is the Revolution for Truth rally that we've been organizing in Washington, D.C. Actually, we're doing a lobby day on Vial is not doing the lobby day on Thursday, March 30th, but activists who are coming to the rally on Friday, March 31st, which is also an educational summit and rally, that's what we're working on. That's our top focus right now. With so many vaccine-focused bills going through our United States of America, I think it's 134, if I'm not mistaken, the heat is on like never before to raise awareness amongst the people. And, raising awareness amongst groups of people is really what Vial is working on. Our goal is to awaken as many people as possible per touch, if you will, per sure. educational opportunity as possible.
Yeah, I mean, what's working, though? Because we see the World Mercury Project with RFK Jr. and you got Bobby De Niro, and media basically was stone cold silent despite a $100,000 award being given to any media organization that could come up with a scientific paper that proves the safety of thimerosal and vaccines, for instance. So you got to ask yourself, what is the method that's going to land for these folks that are still not there or here?
Well, I think the bigger picture really is becoming so clear to the American public, and that is that the media cannot be relied upon for truthful, transparent information. Clearly, the media is biased. Clearly, the media is colluding with big government and big corporations to protect, those special interests and keep those advertising dollars coming in. And I have way more faith in the American people than many politicians do. I think many politicians and many media people think that we're stupid, we're asleep. And don't get me wrong, some people are totally asleep. I'd like to say that they're ignorant, they just don't know. But that's our job.
Yeah.
Our job is to raise awareness.
We're going to wake them. That's what we're here to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michelle Ford is my guest this hour, and we've got her linked up. There's also Revolution 4, the number 4, truth.org, available to you to learn about the march on D.C. coming up at the end of this month. We'll be back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You go to robertscottbell.com, you can see the links, including to the Total Health 17, the annual convention exhibition in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, where we'll be there April 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Ty Bollinger will be there with me, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Paul Barrettero, and so many more. It's going to be awesome. Those of you who are overnighters, I never remember the guy overnight. Who's the guy, Super Don? I'm sorry. I got a blank.
That would be George Noory.
George Noory, right. He used to occasionally join us at the Health Freedom Expo. So He's going to be up there as well, which will be good. Best Answer for Cancer, San Diego, New Frontiers of Integrative Oncology, Targeted Metabolic, Energetic, and Immunologic Therapies, April 27th, 28th, 29th. Also a public forum, Answers for Cancer as well. RSB, that's me, will be joined by guess who? Dr. Rashid Batar. Those of you who don't get to see Dr. Batar ever, he's going to be out there in San Diego for the Best Answer for Cancer. That's going to be totally cool. But right now, I'm encouraging all of y'all that can go on March 30th, a very big march called revolutionfortruth.org is the website. We have it linked up in the show notes. And what we're going to be doing there, we're about to find out, because Michelle Ford is back from Vaccine Injury Awareness League. Michelle's doing a lot of work behind the scenes. She tells me she's got a great big team doing great work, and they're going to be there. But the question is, why should we get people to be there? What is going to happen?
Okay. Thank you so much for asking. So it's actually Friday, March 31st.
Okay.
We are going to be protesting outside of the National Press Club. And you might be asking, why are you protesting outside of the National Press Club? Well, funny you should ask that, Robert. It's because the press is not accurately reporting on the vaccine issue. I mean, you have probably seen for yourself that when anyone brings up vaccine concerns whatsoever, immediately, even if they announce, like Robert Kennedy did so many times, even if they stand up and boldly say, I am pro-vaccine, the mainstream media will automatically label you as an anti-vaccine lunatic or a quack. So we are a group of concerned individuals who will not stand for that. There is a media bias, and we will no longer use or learn information from the mainstream media if they're not going to get with the program. There's obvious collusion. There's obvious protection of special interests because everybody knows, or if they don't, they're finding out right now, that media advertising dollars account for about 70 to 75% of most mainstream media advertising dollars. It's just so blatant. There's a blatant disregard for giving truthful, honest, accurate, transparent information to the American public.
I feel like we've been tilting at windmills for so long, Superdon especially. You know, we've been doing this show. I started in 1999 in Atlanta. We got syndicated in 2002. We went 6 days a week in 2011, Groundhog Day, with Mike Adams and Natural News, and continued with this message. Yet very rarely did we have appearances other than through the great Carol Alt when she had her show on Fox News, where we were able to get some of this out in a so-called mainstream media network. But that didn't last forever, as I knew it wouldn't, based on her message, which was not pro-Big Pharma. And, you know, here we are continuing to communicate this, and I'm so glad Michelle and hopefully a lot of other people figure out that if you are going out with the intent of getting media coverage and it's not a success unless you get it, you're setting yourself up for failure. Now, if you get it, it's a bonus. But don't go out there with that intent. The intent is to change the hearts and minds of those who are most impacted and those who can most make an impact on the lives of everyday Americans and their children. And that will be moms and dads across the land. And, of course, perhaps those in governmental positions that have the ability to make laws that could either intrude or maybe protect you from government intrusion. And it seems to be reaching out to those folks would be more efficient. It sounds like that's what your intent is, in addition to making a stink that the mainstream media isn't covering this.
Yeah, I think this is really, on one hand, it's a protest and calling them out on their, really, I think they're the fake news, to be totally honest with you. But I think it's also an olive branch. It really is like we're about to draw this very distinct line in the sand, and we're inviting them to participate in what's truthful. That's all. I don't think that that's a very big ask. We're inviting them to participate in what's truthful and actually sharing truthful and honest stories from real people who have watched their children regress into such things as autism or have chronic ear infections, gut disorders, seizures, tics, ADHD, ADD, seizures. I mean, you know, we can go on and on and on. Not to mention now that with the revelations about Roundup and glyphosate being found to be carcinogenic in California, that lawsuit, the results of that lawsuit that just came out, finding, you know, I don't know if you know this, but glyphosate has been found in vaccinations.
That's
many
right.
Many vaccines contain glyphosate, which now we know is carcinogenic. So I believe that the American public and, frankly, the rest of the world has the right to know. We are the only country in the whole world that cannot sue vaccine manufacturers for products that cause harm. Let that sink in for a second. I want your listening audience to let that sink in for a second. Name one other product where you cannot sue if you are injured. Name one.
I know it shocked many people that learn of this. I mean, you know, especially like Minister Tony Muhammad and the Nation of Islam folks, when they learned of this, it was a shock. You know, not only were they targeting subpopulations that were at higher risk for autism, but there was no recourse unless you petitioned the special master through the unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court that came into being in 1986 when the National Vaccine Compensation Injury Program was put into play under Reagan. And I think part of what your mission is, I think, at Vile, is to get rid of that protection.
Absolutely. Vaccine makers deserve zero protection. Why? Because they are not protecting us. They have faulty products that don't work, and on top of that, they're causing serious chronic illness to kids and adults, frankly. In fact, one of the passions that I have recently come to learn about, it just got me like unable to sleep at night, is the anthrax program that was signed into law under an executive order under Bill Clinton. It's Executive Order 13139, which mandated that every military personnel, whether they're going into combat or they're, you know, running a desk, they must get 6 doses of the anthrax vaccine. And we are seeing an entire generation of military become chronically ill. This is just, oh, my God, when I found this out, I thought, if we don't have our military to protect our country because they're too busy being sick and they've got post-traumatic stress syndrome, some of these people who are running numbers in an accounting office for the military have PTSD. I mean, you would think it's only the guys out in combat that have PTSD. But no,
right.
it's a side effect of the anthrax vaccine. And not only that, but those 6 doses used to cost approximately $3 a dose, and now they're almost $100 a dose. So when you follow the money trail, you realize that vaccines are very big business. And it makes a lot of sense that the media companies and the politicians and the special interests have a vested interest in making sure that the public never learns about this. What would our country look like if finally, suddenly, the American public woke up to the fact that they have been duped? There has been a religion regarding vaccines. Everybody knows that, quote-unquote, vaccines are safe and effective. Everybody knows that vaccines, quote-unquote, don't cause autism. Give me a break.
Well, if they are safe and effective and they're doing the things they claim they're doing, then why do they need liability protection? Of course, common sense indicates that they're clearly not, even on the Supreme Court level, they say they're unavoidably unsafe, and that's why they convinced Reagan to sign into law something so unconstitutional as to grant, like the king or the emperor, granting absolving of any liability, if you will, for injury or death that their products cause. And of course, that would even lower the incentive, as if it was there before, to make a safer or more efficient or effective product. Now, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show there are many ways to protect your immune system, to keep it strong, and to protect yourself from these, even childhood diseases. But even as we encounter them, which is actually a good thing, a strengthening thing, we can get you through it much quicker with the methods and remedies that we have here. But that's not part of the discussion. It's about you're either for vaccines, all of them, all of the time, without question, or you're anti-vaccine simply for asking, hey, is that as safe as it could be, right, or anything in between. Speakers at the event, again, I kept saying March 30th because I want people there early. I don't want them to get there late, but I know it's the 31st. And some of the speakers there at this event, you can check it out. Links are up. There's a big banner at robertscottbell.com in the show notes. Take you to revolutionfortruth.org. RFK Jr. will be there. Barbara Lowe Fisher, by the way, from the National Vaccine Information Center. Minister Tony Muhammad, Del Bigtree, Dr. Brian Hooker, Paul Thomas, MD, Judy Mikovits we've had on, Dr. Tony Park, Marcella Piper Terry, Kent Heckenlively we interviewed recently. I mean, this is a great, great crew, including Health Freedom Attorney Jim Turner, as well as many others. And, of course, Michelle, you'll be there, as well the Vial Group, and helping to organize this with the other sponsors, including, let's see, who else is in there, Focus for Health, National Vaccine Information Center, great groups coming together, the World Mercury Project, etc. So can anybody participate? We got a little less than a minute to go here. How do they participate?
Yeah, so they really should get the information straight from the website. Again, revolution, the number 4truth.org. Because after the protest at the press club, we're going to march right up to Union Square, where we're going to have all of these speakers educate people about what's happening in the world of vaccines and vaccine injuries. We've also onboarded major leaders from the GMO movement. So it's an incredible opportunity to unite with like-minded people who are committed to the truth, committed to raising awareness, and committed to causing a paradigm shift in this country.
Well, Michelle Ford, I'm sure grateful for all the work you and your group are doing. And, you know, you're welcome back here every time you need to be. Especially, I want to hear how the event goes, because we'll be covering it from afar, all right?
Awesome.
Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, broadcast healing and serious irreverence on the air like nowhere else in media. Glad to be with you, Robert Scott Bell here. Super Don making it sound so good. Ben's been on the board. 866-939-BELL, although we're almost done for the night, and we'll be back tomorrow with Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Busy getting ready for the launch of the truth about vaccines. Now, thematically here, I've been talking about the low survival scale of people who rely on government to provide for them anything. And boy, oh boy, do a lot of people rely on the government to provide for them just about everything. That's a scary place to be. I don't see how people are not. You know, we talk about things to be concerned about. You know, you can point to one or two things out there, right? But one is like, what if this $20 trillion debt collapses? What if the stock market bubble, you know, goes back down even worse than it happened in 2008 or 2007, whenever that happened the last time? I mean, really, you think the government's going to be able to bail you out of that situation? And then we have things like what government does wrong in addition to pretending that it can do anything and everything for you and, you know, are there any consequences. It's establishing monopolies. We talked about it with the moo cows, right? Pasteurized factory farm moo cows and how, oh my gosh, a little dairy farmer in Florida, not even organic and raw like I would like it, but probably a little cleaner than the factory farms, wants to sell skim milk but doesn't want to add synthetic vitamin A, and they're not allowed to do it. They have to sue the government. Finally, a federal appellate court said, oh, okay. But you'll have to say that you're not adding vitamin A in or something. They can't figure it out. And what about charity? I've said this also. Those of you who can't conceive of any way that healthcare can exist unless the government is got its grimy little paws all over it, and that's an insult to people who have paws, or animals who have paws, I should say. Maybe there's some people with paws. And they say, there's no way that we can have healthcare without government all over it. Charity. What about charity hospitals? In some cases, the government has made outright charity illegal. And then the fraudulent delivery of phony health care that can kill you, a monopoly and a mandate. under Obamacare 100 years after the Flexner Report of 1910. Which leads me to the final government, I'm calling it an outrage, sure, why not? Somebody who knows how to cut hair, doesn't have a license, but is on his way to becoming a cosmetologist. Yeah, officially going through cosmetology school. And he decides he wants to give back. So he goes out among the homeless of Tucson. Tucson, Arizona. A lot of homeless people living outdoors. And says, you know what? I know how to cut hair now. Let me go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and cut hair for the homeless out there. I'm not going to charge a penny for it. I'm just going to do it because I feel like this would be a nice thing to do. How great is that, right? Nobody's getting harmed by it. Instead of being lauded and praised, what a great idea. The State Board of Cosmetology says, you're practicing cosmetology. You're cutting hair without a license. We got to send in the jackbooted thugs of government to stop you from cutting hair for free of homeless people who are not ever going to be the customer of one of your licensed cosmetology students. You know, it's not, you know, when you have the state boards of medicine, the state boards of whatever, it's all about protection of not the public, but of the economic self-interest of a small group who want monopoly practice to dominate the marketplace and shut out any competition. Who is he competing with? He hasn't even completed school. He's not charging a penny. These homeless people are not coming to your graduates to go to you when you're licensed and at work. What the hell is wrong here, people? We need government for this to protect us from charity? From people who dare to do something nice for a homeless person or people? Super Don, am I losing my hair over this?
Or pulling it out, right?
Yeah.
In reading something like this. And you're right. I mean, you know, I can't figure out how in the world this guy has violated any state laws because all he's doing is just cutting people's hair. They're not paying him. No compensation. But apparently in Tucson, I didn't realize this, that cosmetology is one of the very heavy regulated industries in Tucson. And so apparently there's some kind of rule somewhere that is saying, and they're actually working proactively to suspend his license that he doesn't even have.
Yep. Our founding fathers, the soldiers that have been in existence even today, are fighting around the world to protect the cosmetology board from competition, from a cosmetology student who is cutting the hair of homeless people for free. Because if they allow this to happen, pretty soon homeless people will stop going to cosmetologists with licenses who charge them. Oh, wait, they're never going to see them. Yes, this is what's gone on in America. That's why I talk about that survival scale. Pick it up. You keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll pump it up because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.